Dan, why are you feeding the squirrel?
Because some of them are adorable. Like I'm actually going to talk about it right here, because I've ruined their ecosystem. I threw out too much food at once, and now they rely on me to the point where there is a collection of, I would say, 2 to 3 squirrels out there.
Is that really a collection?
Out of the bunch.
Okay.
A selection. How about that?
That.
A selection out of the collection will actually come up to the window and, like, perk up and nearly beg, essentially. Like, they will try to get attention. So it's that I put out food.
It's your way of getting pets in a non-pet friendly...
It's very non-committal.
Okay.
I put out food, I don't put out food,
but
they come, they don't come.
You do realize that if you feed an animal for 2 weeks, legally it is yours and you can take it to the Humane Society and donate it.
Holy crap. Is there... Okay, donate. You said donate. Never mind.
Yeah, donate? Wait, donate?
Well.
Wait.
Well, wait, surrender.
So,
no, you don't get a tax credit for taking your pet in.
So I can't get a tax credit for taking squirrels to the Animal Humane Society?
No.
So if I got sick of them, I could trap them and then take them in and surrender them.
Well, if it was a real animal.
I'm pretty sure it's a real animal.
Squirrels
it's not
are
like
real animals,
Anna.
What are you trying to say?
Dreams.
Maybe they're zombie deer, Adam.
Oh, there are some that are pretty torn up. They fight each
That's
other.
That's something I haven't thought about for a while.
Which, Dan and I were discussing zombie deer and James Bond.
Are both in hibernation.
Both in hibernation. Together. And I think it's because James Bond is saving up his strength for his Academy Award wins. Skyfall is up for both best song and
Oh, well, Adele
editing.
Gets that.
Adele.
Yeah, but they also have some tech stuff.
Oh, pff. Doesn't count.
Which I kind of wondered about because I think it's like sound mixing and I'm going... But it's just explosions and then car revving.
They shot James Bond. How did they do that?
I don't know.
He fell and stuff. Whoa.
Judi Dench
died. Can't shoot James Bond. What the hell?
I haven't seen it. Way to ruin it.
I haven't ruined anything.
Man. I figure once it's out on DVD, after about 2 or 3 weeks, it's just fair game. Like, there are only so many things that you can spoil about a movie that's been out that long.
I take my time.
I mean, I do too. It's just there are a few series, a number of movies that I usually try to seek out.
Suri.
No. I don't think any of that is right.
Well, we could actually do Oscar mic check since.
We could.
They brought it up.
I think it'd be better to do an in-episode retrospective of the Oscars versus a long-winded episode about what may happen that could potentially be like half an hour of wrong.
Yeah.
And plus, I haven't seen any of the movies.
Zero?
Zero. Wow.
Zero?
Zero. And I'm very confused, based on people's responses, how Hugh Jackman is up for an Academy Award for Les Mis.
Anything? Huh. Oh,
I heard he was terrible at the singing.
Well, I haven't had a chance to look at the nominees for this year yet.
I was just going to pull those up.
Yeah. Oh. So.
I did my research, but that's all I remember.
I've been doing
I've seen
Mexico.
Only two on the list.
I haven't seen that many either.
Which two?
Django and
I heard that one
Life
is like painfully long.
Mm.
But worth it. It was pretty epic. I would definitely see it again.
I wish I could see it, but every time I've been able to actually, or any time I've been interested in seeking it out, it started at like 9, 9:30, 10. So that means like get out at 7 in the morning the next
pretty
day.
Pretty much. It was definitely like Inglourious Bastards length.
Okay.
But it was good.
I didn't mind Inglourious Bastards.
Exactly.
Yeah.
See, it's really, really long, but you
like
it.
But I think
it,
I didn't
know?
See, did I see that one in theaters? I don't remember if I saw that in theaters.
I've fallen asleep
I definitely saw the Bastards in... In theaters.
And it also has
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Wonderful actor that was also in Inglourious. Yes.
Oh, was,
and he was equally as fantastic in Django as he was
in thank you, Dan,
Bastards.
For pulling it up
Sweet.
On the television.
Just on
Look
the
at
side,
this.
Was bad
Ooh. Okay.
So we can inconveniently
Whoa, magic.
Turn. Yeah.
Or you know what? I'm going to... could you mute me for a second?
Yeah.
I don't want to blow anybody's brains out. Thank you.
So I do take it back. I did see one movie that's up for an Academy Award. I saw Wreck-It Ralph.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Was it good?
I want to see it again, actually.
And Disney is totally banking on their involvement this year, because at least two of the best animated movies have Disney affiliation. You know, Wreck-It Ralph is Pixar, but then Brave is a Disney.
Okay. And your mic is not picking up as well. So I think we do have to address this cord issue.
Well, why don't you turn up the game? Did that get turned
on? But it's not necessarily...
Well, how about this? Mute me again.
And hand me the small box closest to you.
So I've never heard of this first movie.
Me neither.
Argo is Ben Affleck's about the Iranian hostage crisis.
But anyway, basically your microphone, I haven't changed anything, but it's not recording at the same level.
And I know that Ben Affleck was on The Daily Show to promote it.
And I'm missing some of the
Beasts of the Southern
fullness
Wild
of the sound.
I don't know. This is why I'm not an Academy member.
Okay.
Okay. Easy fix.
Okay.
Hey, Adam, you want to pull up an IMDb summary of Beasts of the Southern Wild?
It's about beasts, like...
In the South?
Bears. It's about bears, actually, in the South. Southern bears.
Southern bears. I lived in the South. Is it like the Chicago Bears meet Gone with the Wind?
Yes.
Sweet. That should lose.
What?
Just like the bears.
It's in.
That's what she said. Oh, damn, I was going to say.
Okay. There we go.
How about now? Hey, there I am.
That's way better.
Okay. Yeah, so I might just get one of your stands.
Okay.
For fun. Okay, so getting back to all this, we are going to go over... Do we just want to discuss, like, best picture? Like, just generalize it a lot? Or do we want to get into, like, the top five? Or six?
I think we should talk, talk about the popular categories.
Top six, then. Okay.
The biggins.
Yep. Okay, so...
What you've
started. Has anyone seen the French or German or whatever movie, Amour?
Nope.
Me neither.
How did it win?
Pass.
I've heard it's good.
Iranian hostage crisis... Ben Affleck on The Daily Show.
I've heard that it's good, but it's one of those like really tense movies where you're just sitting there like with your gut wrenched the entire time.
It's uncomfortable the whole time.
Yeah. But, okay. I mean, thriller kind of thing.
I think the situation was one where if you were in it, your gut would be tense the whole time. So, probably accurate.
Stands to reason. Yeah. Beasts of the Southern Wild, we were all talking about how we don't...
Bears
in the South. Yep. But jumping forward a second and a half, it has like the youngest nominated either lead or supporting female.
That means that it beat out Anna Paquin when she won.
Yes.
Like when she was 7.
Yep.
And Shirley Temple, who was like 9.
Yep. Younger
I'm pulling
that.
Those numbers out of my butt, but I'm pretty sure they're accurate.
One-digit numbers. Django. Jen, you said you saw that. Adam, did you see it?
Wanted to. Never got around to it.
Sounds about right.
It could win. But then again, no. Because Lincoln...
yeah, I was going to say...
It's a tough field.
So far on this list, I have seen none listed so far, but one coming up I have seen.
I've seen Les Mis is next, and I did see that.
And
it's excellent, but for me personally, I would not give it my personal Oscar because I've just heard the music at too many auditions that were... Yeah.
Females who are doing the same song over and over and over again.
Yeah, it was just
about how they have unrequited
hard
love.
To live with. Yeah, hard to appreciate the songs when you've
that
heard them
drama.
Out of context. And
that's why I also hate Glee.
Yeah,
I have an aside about that.
Anyway.
But we'll talk later.
Okay, we'll talk later. Life of Pi again, Jen. I think you're the so in comparison so far since you've seen the most on the list. Would you say that Life of Pi has a better chance or worse chance than Django?
Ooh. See, I don't even know. Because Life of Pi was visually really intense. But
story-wise, not as impressive.
I mean, you feel like, after you see it. Mm-hmm. But
is that a...
But it's like a forgettable...
Okay, okay. So in a way, Django would...
I don't want to say that too much. I don't know. Went out
over the... If you had to, if you were yes. in the Academy, you'd pick Django over Life of Pi
yes.
for your vote? Okay. Well, what about if we added Lincoln to the list? Because that's the one I've seen on this list.
I want to see that. But
I
have
see
not.
It too. Because I love me some Daniel Day-Lewis.
I want to take a bingo card and just like spot the
cameos?
Supporting. Yeah, all the cameos in there.
Oh, right.
Like even in the intro scene, the guy from Mars Attacks. Yeah, he's one of the guys who's reciting the Gettysburg Address for Lincoln when he's he's just sitting there. Nice. I think it was the guy on the right. I just
that means so much.
Oh. No, it's just so weird. He's the young guy from
that guy.
No, Mars Attacks. Either
yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, you know the guy who worked at the donut shop.
Hated
vaguely.
That movie.
Yeah,
hated
the boy.
Yeah, he's in Lincoln.
I remember the women in...
I know exactly what you're talking about now.
Natalie Portman was in that, too.
The women in...
Glenn Close was on that, too.
I was going to say...
Do I just keep listening to him, Jack?
Women in Mars Attack all wore short skirts. That's what I remember.
Mm.
Or at least on the cover they all
had.
Made
those really awesome noises that... Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I remember seeing Mars Attacks in elementary school and absolutely hating it because I was like, oh my God, everybody's dying.
Yeah, Pierce Brosnan and Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yeah.
Making out with
and
heads.
Heads. She was a dog for a little bit.
Yep.
Yeah, that was...
I must have blanked that part out.
I didn't get the joke.
Who was
really
her
didn't get it.
Husband? It was Michael J. Fox.
Yep.
That's who it was. Wow.
There's a whole bunch of people in there.
Silver Linings Playbook.
Oh, yep.
Yeah.
I heard it was a feel-good movie, and people who saw it liked it.
But I don't care for the... From what I saw in the preview, I have no interest in seeing it at all.
So, those of us who have not seen any of these movies, we get to base our Academy nomination selection on previews?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, preview-wise, that movie... Silver Linings Playbook was the least enticing of all of them.
I agree.
Yeah.
But those who saw it have told me that it was...
Pretty good.
Pretty good to very good, depending on what your mood was going into it, and kind of a warm, fuzzy movie.
Mm.
Yeah.
Though at the same time, I'd also say the same about Zero Dark Thirty. I have no drive to see it.
I think it's hard to do the same genre of movie as Argo, but on an event that happened
really
in
really,
our
really
very
recent
memory, to the extent that certain government documents haven't been released. So I have reservations about how accurate versus propaganda-ish this movie could be.
It's crazy. It's like, hey, it's just been announced that Bin Laden's dead. All right, start drafting the script now. Do it.
There are already movies out on streaming sites that are covering, like SEAL Team 6 is the name of another movie that's already out.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
it's
they,
crazy.
They hopped on it.
Yeah.
That's... So based on military movies alone, I would throw it to Argo, only because I don't understand the concept of Zero Dark Thirty being out so soon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Lincoln.
That's what I'm thinking everybody else is going to go
Lincoln.
With.
Popularity-wise, I think Django wins, but Lincoln, everything else-wise.
Unless they want something that makes people feel good, then Life of Pi might throw in a sneak.
Well, it...
What won last year?
It doesn't necessarily make you feel that good.
Did The Artist win last year?
Yes.
Okay, so we already got to feel good, so Lincoln's
like
going to be it.
I like that movie.
Yeah. It's available on Netflix.
I know.
Les Mis was very well done, though, and well acted, so...
Minus Hugh Jackman singing.
You know, I would think that since there's already another French film on the list, they cancel each other out and can't win.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's my rule.
They're too apathetic.
they're too close together. Yeah.
Okay, next category.
Next category. Actor in a leading role. Bradley Cooper.
Pass.
Daniel Day-Lewis.
For Lincoln.
There's no way that he's not going to win.
He's won everything else.
Look at everything. No, there's no way. It's Daniel Day-Lewis.
I mean, Joaquin Phoenix could win, except nobody's
money.
Heard of that movie.
No, I know about The Master.
Okay,
I saw it. I kind of wanted to, but at the same time, it's just kind of like, I thought about it. I never really
sought
it out.
He's doing movies now?
What?
He's doing movies now after that weird...
Didn't you hear about that? What that movie was actually?
I lost so much interest after the whole.
It was all a spoof.
That
So just for our listeners processing, let's list the actors and movies.
Bradley Cooper, Silver Linings Playbook, Daniel Day-Lewis, Lincoln, Hugh Jackman, Les Mis, Joaquin Phoenix, The Master, and Denzel Washington, Flight.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome, kids at home.
Daniel Day-Lewis. He's won everything.
Yeah, he's.
I think we're pretty much in agreement on that one.
He picks like one movie to do every 5 years. So.
And I heard they harassed him for a really long time to do Lincoln, and finally he agreed to do it too.
So he's like, "Very well, I shall
challenge accepted.
Throw my exactly.
Win some awards. I'm ready.
Yeah, my shelf is getting kind of dusty. Give me a new one, or like 17.
I got old enough now. Now I can look the part.
I cleaned out some shelf room. I built the new award wing on my house.
And going off of the,
I have to rearrange my own face molecular structure so that I can have more of an appearance of Lincoln.
I feel of the method. five on the list, Joaquin Phoenix and Denzel Washington both have the least likely opportunity to win the Oscar, solely based on the fact that The Master was kind of passed over a lot, and the same with Flight. Like, they both got reasonable reviews, but not enough to really sell it.
I heard of Flight, but I don't know anything about it.
There's something about a crash, and he's having, like, an emotional breakdown or something.
He's drunk.
Darn it. And
darn it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes?
I love my hot chocolate.
Yes.
Shall we move on?
Yeah, actress in a leading role. Okay, here's the list first. Jessica Chastain, Zero Dark Thirty, Jennifer Lawrence, Silver Linings Playbook, Emmanuel Riva, Amour. Pass.
Good luck with that.
Yeah.
It's like
that bear movie.
The girl from Beasts of the Southern Wild in Beasts of the Southern Wild, and Naomi Watts, The Impossible.
I'm going with Jennifer Lawrence. On the same logic that she's won everything else.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't see any of these, and I have zero interest of watching any of these.
I'm going to go with the one with the hardest name to pronounce, just because I want to see whoever's giving out the award go,
I'm sure they practice.
Yeah. Though it would be the youngest person to ever win a leading female. She's like six.
Wow.
Or something. She's like nothing.
Poor Anna Paquin.
Cool. So she seems older if her name is harder to pronounce.
Hmm.
Right?
I guess. Whoa.
Oh, there. Oh no.
Supporting role actor, Alan Arkin in Argo. Nice alliteration. I might actually give it to him just for that.
Ooh, yeah.
Robert De Niro, Silver Linings Playbook. Philip Seymour Hoffman, The Master. Tommy Lee Jones, Lincoln. And Christopher Waltz in Django.
Christopher Waltz.
He is good.
Let's go with Waltz.
Especially in Django.
I believe it.
It was straight up in Glorious Bastard style awesome.
Yeah.
But now you just got the other side, you know?
Now he's not.
He's
not as much of a foe.
You don't want to feel as bad for liking him.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
You actually, you know.
Though Tommy Lee Jones was good, I wouldn't say Oscar great. Nobody else. Okay.
Next category. Yeah.
Next category.
I'm just throwing in with Waltz because, I mean, he was great in Inglourious Basterds.
Yeah.
Even though I haven't seen Django, I'm sure he was awesome.
So and this
you've,
is.
You've said so. Yeah.
Actress in a supporting role, Amy Adams in The Master, Sally Field in Lincoln, Anne Hathaway in Les Mis, Helen Hunt in The Sessions, Jackie Weaver in Silver Linings Playbook.
Is Anne Hathaway going to get it solely on method acting of cutting her hair?
Yeah.
Probably.
Okay.
Most likely.
Yeah, she looked pretty sad.
I mean, I don't think...
Her haircut was cute, though.
I don't think Sally Field will get
it. Just doesn't work for me.
I wasn't a big fan of her in that.
Did she play Mary Todd?
No, she played Mrs. Lincoln.
That would be Mary Todd Lincoln.
Well, if you said the last name, then that would help. Mary Lincoln? Yes. Mary Todd? No. Mary Todd Lincoln, maybe. Helen Hunt, no. The Sessions isn't getting enough buzz, I think.
It's on par with The Master. I don't even know what it's about.
It's about like a guy who's in an iron lung or something debilitating like that, and he's never had sex, and then I think Helen Hunt bangs him.
Oh.
I think. That's at least what I got out of summaries. Do you hear that?
Yeah, I do.
Ghosts.
That's bizarre.
Not me. I just took stuff. Yeah, I don't know. Probably Anne Hathaway, but I don't think I'd give it to anyone else anyway.
Yeah.
As far as I can tell. And the last important one, directing. French guy, Amour, Michael. oh, good. This just gets easier as I go.
Ben.
Beasts of the Southern Wild, Ben
Zeitlin.
I'm going to go. Sure. Life of Pi, Ang Lee, Lincoln, Steven Spielberg, Silver Linings Playbook, David O. Russell.
I didn't know Lincoln was Spielberg. Uh-huh.
Is it you, Adam?
Is it me? I'm kicking my...
I don't know.
My mic stand.
It's sporadic,
here, but it's...
Did Ang Lee win for...
Hulk? Definitely no.
No, I was going to... Didn't Ang Lee direct Brokeback Mountain?
Yes.
Did they win for that?
Didn't they win something?
They won...
Maybe they won director, but they didn't win best movie.
Life of Pi is definitely going to win something.
I'm going with director.
At least if they have some visual or something. Like
yeah,
that.
They got visuals.
Whoa!
I do like that the Oscar website still uses the go.com.
Brokeback Mountain.
Okay.
Winner.
Yep.
Directing. So
okay.
He got it for that.
He got it for that, but the Brokeback Mountain itself did not win. It was
best
up
picture.
For Best Picture, but did not win the category. I forgot what won instead.
Me?
I don't know.
Now, yeah. Random factoid. Chicago was the last musical to win Best Picture.
Huh. So, it's probably going to be Les Mis because this musical hasn't won for a while.
Or
well, but there also haven't been very many musicals.
Or Lincoln.
True. Yeah, Ang Lee
was... pointing at something.
Ang Lee was my... Well, Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon was my introduction to Ang Lee, and probably that was his big breakout movie, I thought.
That he got snubbed for both? Got nominated, but no win?
Yeah.
So you think he deserves it for...
Well, he got a nod for both, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
And, I mean, Life of Pi, if it's one of those kind of movies, as you were describing, Jen, then I would say that's probably a pretty good vote for him to get a...
Yeah, because he's pretty good at making CGI not look...
CGI-ish.
Yeah.
And I respect him for that.
True.
And especially with Life of Pi. I mean, the whole movie is a boy stuck on a boat with a tiger.
So yeah. Then on one hand...
He's got great vision.
And it was believable.
The guy from Life of Pi is not up for Best Actor, correct?
No.
Correct.
I think we should add a category to the Oscars of Best Actor with limited interaction with other actors.
But
who's the best green screen actor?
would like voice acting be really prominent in that too, since it's somebody in a booth by themselves?
Could be.
Okay. Oh, what about that movie with
so then you think
Colin
about
Colin Farrell, where he hung out in a phone booth for the entire movie.
You mean The Phone Booth?
Yeah, that's
I didn't see it.
Me neither. I heard it sucked.
Well, then he's not going to win. But like all the people from The Avengers, 90% of that is green screen.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's the other 10%.
Which I don't know if they would win, but...
Like hanging out eating shawarma.
True.
Oh, I love that so much.
So weird.
That stinger is probably the best stinger that I've ever seen for a movie ever. The one after
weird.
Avengers. No, but it's awesome. It's like all the biggest Marvel superheroes
hanging out,
just chilling out, having some shawarma, looking tired
from kicking
that
ass.
Yeah.
Hard.
Just the I was. That was the Friday night showing the weekend that it came out. That we saw it together, and I just remember how the audience reacted to that. Like,
oh yeah,
there was like.
Well, all of us were. Dave and I and...
Yeah, yeah.
We all went.
Yeah. That was our big quadruple date that night. But there was just this collective hush over the crowd because they're all like, oh, is this really happening? Are they really just sitting at a table? Something's going to happen. something funny's gonna happen. And then they just continue eating their shawarma and looking tired, and this is perfect. It's so funny. So funny. Anyway, I'm done.
Yay!
How are things sounding? Because I mean, going through six categories.
Yeah, pretty good, pretty good. I do want to see what's up for animated, though.
Okay.
Wreck-It Ralph.
Yeah.
Brave.
Yeah.
And some movies I've never heard of that I might remember when I see it. Oh, Frank and Weenie. I think that can't win on account that it's a remake of Tim Burton's original movie.
Which was so wonderful. That's why I want to see it, because I loved the original.
As much as I enjoyed the books, Pirates, Band of Misfits, the movie didn't really hold up to the story.
It was a good movie,
it's a good try.
In terms of having a fun time out, but it wasn't... Wait, so I saw that one too, because I went with you guys.
Yeah.
I heard Paranorman was awesome.
Yeah, I heard that was good too, and like the animation style was they just like 3D printed all of the faces, and they just like subbed out full faces for it.
Oh, wow.
It was also the first implementation of
3D printers.
3D printing for full feature animation.
Cool.
I guess, so.
I vote Brave, because it's the new awesome chick and the ginger. Since Ariel, maybe.
Yeah, but Wreck-It Ralph loses, that would be the first time Pixar has lost
to Disney.
Well,
it depends.
Lost to anything if they're up for Best Animated. Pixar has won everyone that they've been up for.
Wreck-It Ralph did get more hype than Brave.
I thought Wreck-It Ralph was fun. I mean, I did see that one, and it was. Yeah, it was just really cool. There was a lot to it, and
perhaps I'm also skewed by
depth.
being friends with the people who run the arcade, so we would like to see it win.
Yeah.
Solely so their business continues to go. Have you been to the arcade down in Uptown?
Mm-mm.
Lynn Lake?
The Rusty Quarter.
Rusty Quarter.
Mm. All my friends go, but I haven't.
You should go. Pretty awesome people.
Yeah.
Though it's kind of hard to go in the winter because it's so damn hot in there.
I helped Dave with a graphics install there, and they let me play the games for free.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, it was so cool.
See, I would, but ever since I moved to the, I call it the Deep South, I just don't really go into Uptown anymore.
Hmm. Where's the Deep South? What do you classify as the Deep South?
Well, I'm on 40th and Park.
Okay.
But from living in Uptown forever, moving there, Deep South. But I'm like the safe Deep South. Maybe if I go a little bit two blocks, you know, to like 38th in Chicago, it's terrifying.
Yeah, a little bit more sketchy.
Oh my God.
There are no bears.
I have some glorious stories.
In your Deep South. No bears?
There are no bears.
Okay.
So I like the comfortable suburbs of Uptown around here.
Comfortable, but I'm safer.
Yep. Than here?
Mm-hmm.
Than this side of 35?
Mm-hmm. Where my house is. But if I go two blocks over, then hell no.
So you may be safer in your immediate area, but Dan has more breadth of space.
This area is
no.
Like,
you have more breadth of space. I have no problem walking around anywhere around here.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, I don't have a problem.
My neighborhood's pretty rough.
Oh yeah, Adam. What with
Where?
Those cars
like,
going 30 miles
watch
an
out.
Hour?
I saw a coyote in our neighborhood.
There have been coyotes
two
in my
weeks
parents'
ago.
Backyard.
But it was crazy. It was just like. Walking around like it owned the place, like in the middle of the street. And I'm like, I drove past it and I was like, oh, hell no. And I turned around and I drove my car up to it and I started honking at it. And I was like, oh, shit. And so it ran off into the forest. And
so you live in the forest?
Figured out what it might be again. I think it might be broadcast.
Your phone wants to be on the broadcast.
Yeah, it could be phones. Okay. Yeah.
So I'm going to just disable this.
I'll turn mine off. I forgot.
And I'm going to put mine on airplane mode because I don't think I need to look up anything right now.
You never know.
There is a lot of reference, but at the same time, I can at least just switch it back on.
I think I turned mine off.
And then Ringer's on silent, Sylvou's plat.
Yeah, everything's sounding good. So,
what's our topic tonight?
Actually, do you still have Oscars pulled up?
No.
Oh, no, because you killed it. Yeah. Okay.
Well, what was your question?
Well, I just wanted to find out about cinematography, but that's not important.
We'll check it later. Yeah. It'll be a bonus.
So at this point, good time for bathroom break, additional beverages, anything like that, and then we will hop into the episode.
Yay!
Woohoo!
Need something cold.
What, so that was like pre-gaming?